All right. Do we have any first-time acquaintances or introductions? Go ahead, Paul. Steph.
We have Harry and Cindy and
Renee. All right, one more time.
Renee, Cindy, and Mary.
Good to have you here. Go ahead.
We got Brian and Justin.
Brian, Justin. All right. Go ahead.
This is my friend Caitlin.
Caitlin, all right. Jose, I've been gone for a few weeks. Is this your first time here? You've been here? Last week. Well, good to have you here again, Jose. Mike, it's good to have you back. All right. Any others out there?
Sandy brought Jose today.
Now, is Jose related to Sammy or
nephew?
That's right. That's right. Nephew. Sammy's a young uncle. All right. Any other introductions? All right, do we have any birthdays out there? Any birthdays we need to take care of? All right, going. It's gone. Who's?
Dan.
When's your birthday, Dan? When's your birthday?
Tomorrow,
right? Well, we have to sing it, I guess. All right, you ready?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Dan. Happy birthday to you.
All right. Okay. In the back page of your bulletin, we have the announcements. First off, this Friday night, we'll be starting our membership classes here during our Friday night activities. So youth and adults, what we'll have you do is just break out and meet with me in one of the classrooms or wherever we can find some space, maybe over in the Redemption House, and we're going to go through the book that kind of details what the Church of the Nazarene, what membership is, and some of you had already expressed interest to me. If you are interested in becoming a church here, at the membership of Southeast Nazarene, if you are interested in becoming a member here at Southeast, let me know and be here on Friday night at 6 for the dinner, and then at 7 we'll have the time to get together and meet everyone and start going through the book. All right. Men's retreat is September 26th through the 28th, Cedar Lake. It's up in Big Bear. The cost is $125. Mario has the registration forms and will take your money. That's only 2 weeks away, so if you are interested, let Mario know now. We'll get your name on a list, and that way we can kind of get an idea of what we're looking at. If there are some financial concerns, then talk to us about that also, and we'll try and help you through with some of that. But first off, just let Mario know if you're interested, and that's for the weekend of September 26th to the 28th. College students, again, guys, it is a good break away. I know you guys have a lot of retreats anyways, as it is. However, it is a nice trip up to Big Bear and just kind of away from the campus and San Diego. So even students, guys, if you're interested, for the last 3 years, that's where I've always done my my studying for those first tests coming up in October. So I would go up there and get ready for that. So consider that. And September 26th, the PLNU men's basketball team will be with us Friday night to help out with the dinner and classes. and they will be highlighting some of their basketball skills here. And so in support of the basketball team from Point Loma, we invite everyone to be out here for that night. That's Friday the 26th, and it should just be a good time. And anything more on that, Steve, or no? Door prizes. Door prizes. So, but there was a maybe on that. So you got to show up to find out for sure. Okay. I'm going to hold off on this one, Vonda, and we'll do that last. Jeff's not here for me to give him a hard time about Aftermath. Who's another representative for Aftermath? I am concerned about this pre-30. I still haven't found my niche yet. So if you're pre-30 and you don't know what you're going to do with your life, talk to Alec. He's going to square you away. They're going to be meeting at Sunday mornings at 9:30 at the Redemption House. So Sunday, an hour before church, they're going to be meeting. Is breakfast provided with that or some kind of snack? So if you have to survive week by week, make sure you're there for that morning, that meal there. Okay. We're in need of some internet web building skills. We're going to try and get the web page going for Southeast so we can actually avoid any of the mailing costs, really, because the mail just got really expensive for the newsletter and everything else. So we're going to get the web page off and running. If you have any of those abilities to build a web page, get with Steve following the service. And or if you might have some ideas, get with Steve and talk with Steve about that, and hopefully we can get that up and running. Okay. Where's it at? Church of the Nazarene Centennial Celebration is Sunday, October 5th. New members will be received, so those of you who are thinking about the membership class will be receiving you in on October 5th. And this is our 100-year anniversary. And at this point, I'm going to have Vonda stand up, and I can read the board at your cue. Okay. All right. We are Nazarenes. Where did we come from? Out of many one. In 1887... through 1890, the New England Providence Rhode Island Church, founded in 1887, joins other holiness churches from 1890 to form the denomination's oldest parent body. In 1894, in Tennessee, New Testament Church of Christ originates. In 1895, the New York City Associate of Pentecostal Churches of America organizes, and in 1895, the California Los Angeles First Church of the Nazarene is established. In 1896, New England and New York groups unite as an association of Pentecostal Churches of America. And in 1901, in Texas, independent holiness churches originate. In 1904, Tennessee and Texas groups unite as the Holiness Church of Christ. In 1907, the Association of Pentecostal Churches of America and the Church of the Nazarene united as the Pentecostal Church of the Nazarene. And in 1908, the Holiness Church of Christ joins the Pentecostal Church of the Nazarene. And in 1915, the Pentecostal Mission and the Pentecostal Church of Scotland join the Nazarenes. 1919, Fifth General Assembly shortens the church's name to Church of the Nazarene. And the Centennial Sunday, October 5th, 2008. Don't miss the start of the next 100 years. And I know that was a flurry of dates and locations, but in actuality, that's really what we were formed out of. A lot of churches that were going through revival and experiencing sanctification and holiness within the congregations were springing up all over the United States. And ultimately, the Nazarene Church became one of the denominations that came out of that revival time. Assemblies of God is another one, and there's a few other Pentecostal churches that kind of were born out of that that time frame. So that's what we're celebrating, our 100 years. Go ahead, Vonda. Yeah, all right, here's the DVD.
Every week, in every part to the world they gather, just as they have for the...
It's not showing, Dad.
That's it.
You gotta ad lib.
Can you act it out for us?
You can just listen to it.
All right. Century.
Okay, we'll hold off on the video and we'll show it next week. You want to do that?
Yeah. And in preparation for October the 5th, we're planning a special time. The youth are going to help us do a historical play. The children will be involved in doing part of that service and doing the World Mission March.
All right, this week, 6, I know it's not 6:30. Go ahead, Maddie.
This is a quick announcement. I'm trying to start an after-school program here at Southeast. So it'll be on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 4 to 5:30. So if you can help, be here for either one of those days, first we'd do some, homework time and then just go play out and back. So if you can make, either Tuesday,
all right, so Maddie's planning on developing an after-school program Tuesday, Thursday. What time again?
4 to 5:30.
4 to 5:30. So anyone interested in helping out with the after-school, get with Maddie. All right. Go ahead, Fonda.
I forgot. Are there any types of new music schedules which are on the back table? So after church, please pick up the music schedule. And if your name is not there and you want to be on it, let us know and we'll be happy to include you.
Okay. I saw somebody else's hand go up out there. Did I see it? No? Okay. What time for the girls' group?
6:30.
Wednesday, girls' group.
My house.
At the barn, which is just down the block. 17
houses.
17 houses. Start counting. Does that include the Redemption House?
With the 17
house. Yeah. That's okay. All right. So 5:45, men's group at the Redemption House. Dinner. All right. And there won't be anything with Michelle in my place. That's our only day off, so we're going to kind of cherish that day. And but Friday, I did mention that we'll start the membership classes. So, again, if you want to become a member here at Southeast and then be a part of that celebration of Centennial for membership, commitment to membership, then let us know. 7 p.m. Friday, Bible classes of all ages and any others. Go ahead.
Women's Bible study last Saturday of every month.
All right.
At 11 o'clock here. This moment we'll be focusing on Rachel. That's Genesis 29-35.
We're here tonight. Oh, yeah, you got yours. All right, Bible study here tonight, 6 p.m. Okay.